Jack, Mojo, and Claudine have returned to that strange steam room hidden away in the Inverness mansion. They reactivated the old steamoscope, the holographic slide projector that operates with steam, creating three-dimensional images that begin to take on a life of their own. In fact, they are now aboard the great zeppelin called the Illuminato, and they are looking out across a vast sky of blue, and there before them is an island city, and it is floating in the sky.
Jack, have you ever seen anything like this?
Actually, I have.
No, come on, really?
Yes, I've seen my share of floating islands, but not a whole city in the sky.
Captain, do you know what that is?
I have heard tales of floating cities, but I never thought I would see one. Not ever.
It's so green. It's like a fairy tale city.
Captain, do you mind if I borrow your telescope?
Yeah, here, take. Tell me what you see.
I thought there was an awful lot of green down there.
Oh, can I see?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, here. Oh.
Oh, yes. Very green.
I'd like to take a look.
Yes, here.
Yeah, very, very green.
What are you seeing?
It looks like a jungle down there, and it's not just between the buildings. It's growing up the sides of the buildings.
Captain, what keeps the island afloat?
I have been told these islands can stay aloft for hundreds of years. Who can believe that? But who knows?
From what I can see, it's a dead city. Except for the vegetation, that seems to be thriving.
It may be not as dead as it appears, Herr Flanders.
Captain, can we get closer to the island?
Mm-hmm. I will be docking there for repairs. The storm has disabled one of the radars.
That'll give us a chance to explore the city.
One never knows what may be living beneath the jungle canopy. Be careful.
The Zeppelin slowly glides up to one of the tallest buildings. The crew hurries about, fastening down the great airship.
Mojo and I are going down to take a look.
Not without me.
Claudine, God only knows what is down there.
Well, I'd like to know.
Ah, there you are, Claudine. You are going too.
They were trying to leave without me.
Jack Mojo, shame on you.
Here comes Captain Von Baumbaum.
Are you coming with us, Captain?
No, I must stay with the ship. You are not armed?
You think I should bring my tarot cards?
You may not have time to stop and predict the future, Herr Mojo. May I suggest something like my Mauser M712 Schnellfeuer?
Oh, man. That's a beaut.
Here's an extra magazine. And Herr Flanders, for you,
No, thanks. One gun is enough.
No. I want you to have a machete.
Ah, well, that'll come in handy.
Claudine, will you take my old faithful friend?
A Mauser C96. Oh, you keep it in excellent condition, Contessa.
Oh, I have not had the pleasure to shoot anyone of late.
Are you a good shot, Contessa?
Deadly.
Are you familiar with firearms, Fräulein?
I used to hunt with my father in northern Quebec. Oh, thank you, Contessa, but I would rather not.
Oh, all right, then.
Now, one more item, what we call a Funksprechgerät.
I beg your pardon?
A talkie-walkie.
You mean a walkie-talkie?
No, I mean a talkie-walkie.
Is it a two-way radio?
Yes, but it has a short range. We use it when the crew is working outside on the Zeppelin.
Excellent, Captain Bom-Bom-Bom.
That's excellent indeed.
Well, it sounds like an excellent adventure.
Do you need anything more?
You don't happen to have a pith helmet, do you?
I'm afraid not.
So, we all ready?
The three adventurers climb into a large wicker basket. They wave goodbye as the cable unwinds.
Cheerio.
Ciao.
Salut.
They slowly descend from the gondola of the Zeppelin, down alongside the abandoned buildings covered with creeping vines, until finally they dropped through the jungle canopy and into the dark shadows of the thick jungle vegetation.
Whew. Man, it's hot and humid down here.
Jack, look at the size of these leaves. They're gigantic.
Well, if we get rain, one leaf will keep us all dry.
They settle down on the leafy floor of the jungle. They cautiously climb out of the wicker basket.
This looks like this was once a street. It's just a jungle now.
Yeah, they must use some terrific plant food for a rainforest to grow like this.
The vegetation is so thick. How are we going to get anywhere?
Well, that's why we brought a machete.
Oh my God! What was that?
It didn't sound happy.
Can these plants feel pain?
You think these vines have nerves?
Or maybe it's the whole jungle.
Oh, look, we've got vines everywhere. Let's try a different one and see what happens.
But be careful.
Do these vines have intelligence?
Well, plants do. A bit different than ours, but usually anyway. Okay, I'll just give it a little whack.
Dang, it didn't like that.
What do we do now?
Well, we could wear earplugs.
Oh, Jack, no.
I'm just kidding. We haven't been threatened. At least not yet.
Just watch who you tread on.
There's insects and birds, so there is other life down here.
I wonder what happened to the people who built the city.
Maybe they decided to leave.
Or maybe they mutated.
Just what we need. Morlocks.
What are Morlocks?
H.G. Wells, the time machine.
They raised humans to harvest them.
They did what?
To eat them.
Oh, great. Will you two please stop it?
Okay, but let's take it slow. Like Mojo said, watch who you step on.
They move forward, making their way through the thick jungle vegetation.
How does this island stay floating in the sky?
I heard the captain say that there are machines beneath the city that keep it aloft.
But how can it keep operating on its own?
In the Victorian industrial age, they designed things to last for a long, long time.
Wait, hold on. Look at this. What do you make of it?
It looks like a tunnel.
It's a path. See how the vegetation has grown up to form a series of archways that, well, they're just like tunnels heading off in different directions.
Man, that looks like a maze. You could get all zigzagged around in there.
Do you think these paths are being used?
It's almost as though the jungle was designed to grow these pathways.
Or maybe it has a mind of its own.
Oh, did you see? When you step on grass, it springs right back.
So it's impossible to tell whether these paths are still being used or not.
Ahoy down there. This is Captain von Baumbaum.
Aye, Captain. We're safe and sound, so far anyway.
What do you see down there?
Well, it's a jungle, all right. There are paths, but it's impossible to tell whether they're still being used or not.
Where do the paths lead?
They probably connect to the buildings.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Contessa.
Please be careful.
We're watching our backs, ma'am.
I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Captain, do you have anything more to say?
Herr Flanders, if you need assistance, do not hesitate.
We'll stay in touch. Ciao.
They continue on following the jungle pathway. But the paths often crisscross. It's quite confusing.
Which way do we go?
Mojo, how's your sense of direction?
Oh, it's not too good down here, but I got a compass.
Good. Let's see where this goes.
Finally, a path does lead into an abandoned building.
There's nothing in here. It looks like it's been stripped clear of everything.
Who were the people that lived here? Why did they leave?
Mojo? Are you picking up any strange vibes here?
got the feeling that as long as we're not a threat, we're not going to be threatened.
But if we start hacking at the jungle, everything may change?
Jack, let's not find out, all right?
Mr. Flanders, can you hear me?
Yes, Captain.
There is another storm approaching.
Oh, great.
Do you wish to return to the Zeppelin?
Just a moment. What do you think?
If there's another one like the last one, I'd rather be down here than up there.
I agree.
Captain?
Just a moment. Was gibt's denn? Nicht jetzt, nein, nein, ich bin beschäftigt. Herr Flanders, you were saying...
We'll stay where we are.
I was just informed the storm will be upon us sooner than we had anticipated.
Captain, will you be safe up there?
Don't worry. We have weathered many storms.
Be careful.
Find shelter. Auf Wiedersehen.
The crew can't work on that Zeppelin in a storm. Repairing the ship may take a lot longer than they thought.
Good. We'll have more time to explore the city.
I think we better find a place to wait out the storm. Huh. Come on.
Any place where the roof don't leak will do.
No, it's starting to rain.
Now this path may take us up to that building over there.
Flooding, come on, we're getting soaked.
Oh, I love the rain.
Yeah, I know. So do the frogs.
I am not a frog.
Oh, I know.